This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Back to school is certainly very much the theme of the show today, but in all its forms as well. Thank you so much indeed for all your text messages. Lots of people talking in about their respective challenges, their respective frustrations. Look, we are not ignoring them. We are getting to each and every one of them. A lot of those are specific to certain schools and certain educators. So we will be following up with they individually, but worry not, none of your messages go unread, that's for sure. So addressing each and every one of those. Now, one of the recurring themes on those messages is nurseries and nursery schools. And what next for nurseries? Well, one Dubai-based company, Safe Hands and Impact Workplace Services, they've joined forces to offer solutions that will help nursery owners and operators with the reopening process are moving forward. To tell us a bit more about that and also give their thoughts on when we might see a full reopening or certainly a staggered reopening of nurseries and otherwise, we're joined on the line by the General Manager and Lead Consultant at Impact Workplace Services. That's Sean Heckford, who joins us live. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about this this joining of forces first and foremost. So you guys at Impact Workplace have teamed up with Safe Hands, along with obviously the education sector here. What does that sort of that joint understanding, that coming together, that joining of forces look like?
Well, that came about because Safe Hands had some existing nursery clients. Safe Hands are first aid trainers. They're a team of Australian and British nurses, and they were being approached by some of their nursery clients with questions about the harder facilities management, facilities type issues, and that wasn't their speciality at all. So they approached me and said, "Sean, you know, could you help us with these specific issues?" And then after some more conversation, we realised that if we were to join forces, we were able to provide something that really helps nurseries that don't have the luxury that most of the schools have of full-time facilities-type people or large-scale facilities management contracts, to actually put something together that's as used to the nursery to get them aligned with the standards as quickly as possible, but also providing an element of wellness and the what I call the fluffier side of life, where we're trying to engage parents and staff to make sure that their mental well-being is where it should be, and to keep that going through the professionalism of the Safe Hands nurses.
So we heard from the KHDA a little earlier on. They're obviously calling for positivity in these uncertain, unprecedented times. We know for a fact that nurseries, there's still question marks, there are a lot of nurseries, and they might not have the clout that some of the big education, some of the big school companies have and can put into place in high schools, etc. So your reading of the letter of the law at the moment, the protocols, the guidelines that are handed out by the KHDA, by the Ministry of Education, how long is it going to take for a nursery to become fully compliant?
That's a really good question. If you look at the KHDA guidelines for schools, which did include for nurseries, there are over 170 line items that have to be adhered to. It seems to me, from what's been issued by Ministry of Education, and we've yet to see the formal guidance document, but from what's been published so far, it seems to be relatively aligned to what KHDA have already issued for the Dubai schools. But it takes time. There are lots and lots of measures to be put in place. This isn't something you can put in place in a day. And I think, as you've spoken to some of the schools over the last couple of hours, it's taken them a month to get to where they are now. And yet today is day one. They're going to prove the case, but it can take an awful long time. So I don't think we're looking at all of our nurseries open within a week. Let's put it that way. We don't know, because every nursery has a different size, may have different requirements. It's a bespoke requirement. But it's not something that can be delivered in 1 or 2 days, that's for certain.
Would you say, Sean, that the challenges, and we heard a little earlier on from specialists, certainly on a medical side, saying that, the younger the child, the younger the student, the more of a challenge it will be for any organisation, any institution to maintain social distance amongst other. To that end, is there more of a challenge when it comes to nurseries than schools?
I think the rules that have been put in place, or I should change that terminology to the recommendations and guidelines that are in place, have done everything that's reasonably practicable. Keeping the younger children in a bubble is the only effective way to manage that. You're not going to keep them apart, we all know that. But to manage them as a bubble, as a group, and to ensure that the protocols and the facilities are aligned to ensure that happens throughout the school day is the only practicable way to do that. And if we don't do that, then we'll all be sat at home still. So it's got to happen.
Let's talk about communication, because, again, KHDA very keen to mention the fact that they are communicating at the moment beyond social media. They're setting up these booths, etc. They're asking for parent feedback. They have been doing it throughout the summer, etc. They're trying all they can to maintain those lines of communication. How important is that going to be, do you think, not just in your sort of team up with Safe Hands and nurseries, but parents as well? I mean, do parents have to be involved in this conversation from the outset in order to nullify their concerns?
100%, Tom. I'm a parent. I've got two children in secondary school here in Dubai. My wife's a teacher, and communication is key. And I think in particular for the nurseries, where, you know, I put myself back 10 years and my children were in nursery facilities, you know, we would want to know everything that was happening to every minutiae. And without that communication, parents are just going to be nervous and it's just not going to happen. They're just not going to take the risk, for want of a better term, of sending their little child to a nursery. So the communications, the videos that I've seen from the schools, absolutely fantastic. It's all about reassuring people. And what Safe Hands are proposing to do is continue that process, particularly with the staff more than anything, because the staff need that continuing engagement and wellness provision as they're dealing with the pressure that is going to come as they try to go about their normal daily work.
Interesting times for us all, no more so than yourself there. Sean Heckford, the General Manager and Lead Consultant at Impact Workplace Services. They've teamed up with Safe Hands Nurseries and other schools here in the region to help make the reopening process as straightforward as possible.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.